There are three factors that induce and encourage a person. One is fear. You're afraid about something, and that fear will prompt some action. The second is hope. So one is fear, and fear prompts action. And the second is hope. Hope also prompts action. And the third is extreme love. So love also prompts you to do something. One is fear, one is hope, and one is muhabbat and love. These three, from these three, the greatest is love. Fear is also very great, and hope is great, but the greatest of all is love. Now, there are occasions for each one. There's an occasion for fear, occasion for hope, occasion for love. Sometimes what happens is we mix up things and we'll say, all right, let's paint all with the same brush, with the brush of love. Whereas love is a great thing, right? But some situation requires fear. In the situation of fear, you need to show fear. Take an example of a class that is rowdy, right? So if the teacher has to walk in and sees the gross misbehavior, then he would have to show authority and frighten them. Then he can't show love, but the situation requires that he stamps his feet and he puts his feet down and shows them some authority, some level of seniority, so they are afraid and they do the work. So one situation, the Tabligh Jamaat has gone to Morocco. So their work is to join people to the masjid. And then from the masjid everything happens. Once a person comes to the house of Allah Ta'ala, then one thing leads to the other. So the house of Allah Ta'ala, it's an epidemic, or it's a center, what do you call it? Epicenter, yeah. It's an epicenter of all good. Every good starts off from the house of Allah Ta'ala. Come to the house of Allah Ta'ala, everything starts off there. Look at Samama ibn Asal, radiallahu. He's taken as a captive, as a non-Muslim, and he's fastened in the masjid against the pillar. So Rasulullah sees him in the morning, Ma indaka ya Sumama. What's your take? What you wish? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, if you kill me, then I deserve to be killed because of the crime that I committed. But if you favor me, then you are favoring someone that is appreciative. And if you want wealth, I'm prepared to give you the wealth. Second day, the same thing. The third day, Rasulullah asked, release him. Atliquhu. So he went, took a bath, came back to the masjid, and declared, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So this Islam of Sumama that good and that conversion, what was the conversion point? Masjid. So this masjid, as far as possible, we connect persons to masjid. Somehow or the other, win the person's confidence, encourage him, somehow just lead him to the house of Allah Ta'ala. And then from there things will just happen. If he just appreciates, loves, respects, and shows the esteem and the position for the masjid, you will see things like as though the masjid is a factory. You just put the raw material and you get the product at the end. So that's the work of a masjid. You just put the person into the masjid and he's got some level of respect for the masjid, and you see things will just happen. That's why the hadith says, when you see a person frequenting the masjid, فَشْهِدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِمَامِ, then bear witness that he is a Muslim. Just him coming to the masjid. That is why the hadith also says that amongst those people that will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne, when there is no shade besides his shade, are those people whose hearts are attached to the masjid. That is why then the hadith says, فِيمَا يَخْسِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى. What are those deeds which the highest assembly of malaika are vying? They're competing with each other. So they want to take the deeds, and each one is saying, I want to do it, because it's so great. The malaika also want to gain the closest of Allah Ta'ala. They're at one position and they want to come closer to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So what are those deeds that the malaika also are competing with each other? يَخْسِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْعَلَى, the higher ranking malaika, they are competing with each other. So three things are shown. One is frequenting the masjid. كَسَّتُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. You finish one namaz and the next namaz. Finish the second namaz and you're waiting for the third namaz. So قَدْ كَسَّتُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ وَانْتِزَارُ السَّلَاةِ بَعْدِ السَّلَاةِ. You finish one namaz and you're waiting for the next namaz. You're frequenting the masjid. One is frequenting, going, coming, right? And your heart is attached, right? Number two. Number three is إِصْبَاغُ الْوُدُوِ الْمَكَارِ. You're doing wuzu correctly. No matter what this time of the year, season, day or night, but you're ensuring that the wuzu is done and it's done correctly. So these are the actions that are so liked by Allah Ta'ala, they worthy of such merit that even the highest ranking malaika, they competing with each other to take these deeds and take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this masjid, connecting people, frequenting the masjid, letting your heart be connected to the house of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore Isa alayhi salam has to say that let the masjid be your homes. Let the masjid be your homes. Right? And let your heart not be overcome with the fancy and the glitter of the dunya. Yeah? That overwhelms you. If the masjid is your home, then you will find the comfort, the peace and the satisfaction in the masjid. And if it is that you didn't make the masjid your home, then you can't find happiness anywhere else. You'll make it in your home, try and decorate, have some luxury, have some type of excitement in the house, but that's not going to give you. So the source or the place of happiness is the masjid. However you look at the equation, what you want, the satisfaction, the happiness, the fulfillment, then the fulfillment is in the house of Allah Ta'ala. But obviously, then the masjid has to be like how you're supposed to be showing the respect, not just doing anything. You're dressed well, you're coming with humility, if you're coming in the car and you're parking it well, not disturbing anybody, not being rowdy, not shouting, not attracting attention. So everything that is required of a person to show humility, you show humility. Even in the process, if someone is shouting or being rowdy, you don't become rowdy. Let him, if he's being rowdy, that doesn't mean that we become rowdy. Same, we are dressed well, we don't have any offensive smell. Then we try and come on time to the masjid. Then someone is performing namaz, we don't cross him. Right? So then as the person comes into the masjid, then he's trying to occupy the front rows. After the front row, then the second row, then the third row. And there's so much of blessing. For such a person, the masjid is a security. Lahum aman, it's a security for them. So the masjid becomes a security. That becomes a security. For this, Tabligh Jamaat had gone to Morocco. And their work is to connect people. Because they're always, what's the epicenter? The epicenter is the masjid. So bring them to the masjid, that's the factory, that's the machine, that will turn the hearts. If the hearts go in the wrong direction, you bring them to the right direction. There's something in the house. Just look at the Baytullah. May Allah Ta'ala open it up again for us all. Nothing of the world is an architecture. It's just a cube, right? Is there anything of the worldly attraction that you see there? Nothing. But any person with an iota of iman in his heart, did he ever say that I'm tired looking at him? He'll look and he'll look. I saw people staring at the Kaaba Sharif, not even blinking, sometimes 20 minutes at a time, and streams of tears just rolling. One Fakir Muhammad Sahib Peshawar, just crying. So what's there in the Kaaba Sharif? There is something in the house of Allah Ta'ala to bring about this effect. We need to attach our hearts. We need to attach our souls to the house. We will see the glory of Allah Ta'ala. We will see the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. We have definitely attached our hearts to wealth. Right? Someone puts a stack of wealth here, notes upon notes, from the ground to the roof, whatever. It's fascinating. So our hearts are attached to this thing here, so we get fascinated. But if our hearts are attached to the right thing, then we get fascinated for the right things. So the Jamaat, somehow they spoke to the man. The man says, "See, I'm steeped in sin. I'm drinking, I'm an alcoholic. How do you expect me to come to the house of Allah Ta'ala?" So this Jamaat people, Allah Ta'ala reward them. No matter what the person is, but they don't ever make him despondent. Somehow encourage him, patawa him, encourage him. Man is insisting, "I'm over 75 now. I'm drinking, consider how drunk I am. See my state." So whatever your state is, just come. Anyway, he had a bath, put on new clothes. They persuaded him, spoke to him with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. They kept on talking. Now, in 1-2 years, after 1-2 hours that drunkenness had subsided, he became sober. The bayan after Isha, as usual, and they had meals and everybody stuck to it. The Amir Sahib says that at about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, the whole masjid is totally dark. But from one corner I'm hearing some sobbing, some crying and some groaning. I became quite curious that this is a lucky man that we've got in the Jamaat. He's crying and sobbing and he's groaning. I went to see who is the person. So I saw it was the same man. Yesterday he was drunk, came right out of his drunkenness, and 1 o'clock in the morning he's crying again. And there's no door for me now. Besides the door of your mercy, besides the door of your forgiveness, there is no door for me. You don't turn to me with forgiveness, O Allah, where must I go? There's no recourse. I know I caused it, and I caused it big way. But all my sins together accumulated. In your sight, in comparison to your forgiveness and mercy, it's not even a drop in the ocean. Yes, my sins are great. I don't reject. I acknowledge that I have committed wrong. Again and again, repeatedly in old advanced age, I was stupid in doing all these things. But then it is you that says that don't become despondent. You have commanded us not to be despondent. And you also say that there is no other recourse but you. There is no sanctuary but you. So I turn to you because there is no other sanctuary. But I do forgive you. But Amir Sahib says, when I heard this man crying, I sneaked when behind him, I'm making dua with him. I can feel the presence of Allah Ta'ala. I can feel now duas are getting answered. So I said, I must catch it. By the morning, Fajr Namaz, the man read, and he was gone. His life just ended, right? But what a beautiful end. If he led a life of sin, right, the Jamaat never made him despondent. Somehow they dragged him to the house of Allah Ta'ala. In the house of Allah Ta'ala, everything happened. He cried, and he cried, and he cried. Right? He feared, out of fear he cried. He read his namaz, and in the same state he died. Mata Habibullah, he died as a friend of Allah Ta'ala. At-Taibu Habibullah, isn't it? The person makes tawbah, he is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not an enemy. He acknowledged, he confessed, he accepted it's my mistake, and he died in that state. In this zamana, you know, when looking at halat and conditions, we feel like forced to say this word. That when a person admits his mistakes, confesses, right, becomes humbly to Allah Ta'ala, and he says, I am wrong. I don't want to justify and make up a story for my mistakes. I'm definitely wrong. I'm gunega. From head to toe, I committed this wrong. Anything that's doubtful, he will not say, he won't try and make up a story to justify the wrong that he's done. Rather, he comes open cards and says, Allah Ta'ala, no, I have wrong. So one is to justify and make up a story for the wrong that you have done. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that. Shaitan did this wrong, not to bow down, and when Allah Ta'ala questioned him, then he makes up a story. And we are the sons of Adam a.s. When we are the children of Adam a.s., Adam a.s. made a mistake. But when he made the mistake, and Allah Ta'ala spoke to him about it, so straight away he confessed, Rabbana Salamna Anfusana. Acknowledged, he accepted. He didn't make a story. Didn't try to make the wrong right. And Allah Pak liked him. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. He slipped up. After slipping up, Allah Pak says, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. We accepted him. When he made tawbah, we accepted him. So this tawbah is so pleasing, so lovable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. All we have to do is say, Allah Ta'ala, no, really, we messed up, we are sinful, we have committed wrong again and again, in spite of us being reminded in the pre-Jummah, by brothers, by friends, but we kept on doing this. So Allah Ta'ala, this is a big night, inshallah, one of the big nights, and you do open the gates of your mercy, open the gates of your forgiveness. We don't know which second will be a second of acceptance, so do forgive us. So what's the delay? Allah won't delay your forgiveness. So I say, in this day, our respectful Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, from Johannesburg, moments before he could pass away, There was a Mufti Saab, some Mufti Minti, that was visiting him. So he says to the Mufti Minti Saab that Allah Ta'ala has made the questioning of the grave very easy. Now this is just moments before you can pass away. So he says to Mufti Minti Saab that Allah Ta'ala has made the christening in the grave very easy. You understood? Please explain what you're getting at. He said it was two times or three times Allah Ta'ala has made kabar ka hisab, Allah Ta'ala asal ka diya. He says when you make a mistake, accept. Accept that you have made a mistake and rectify. Don't cover up, don't make up a story. This smartness that we're trying to show, who we're trying to impress. I can impress you, I can impress the second person, but you can't impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what's within the recess of the heart, he knows. So, it's a mistake and comes before you that I have committed a mistake, be humble enough to accept the mistake. Rectify, show remorse, try and do some type of a remedial process or something. Yatfa'u siyyata, when you do a wrong, then do some good and cover the wrong. Commit the wrong, but do some good and replace the wrong with good. Allah Pak likes this. So he says that if someone does this much as well, right? He accepts the wrong, tries to correct himself. For him also, Allah Ta'ala's gates of forgiveness and mercy is wide open. But then the person that is on denial, don't accept, becomes haughty and shows an attitude, he really is in problems. But humility, accept your mistake, be humble enough and remorseful. Really, I am remorseful from the heart, I'm remorseful for the wrong that I've done. So Allah Ta'ala's gates are ever open, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. It's a simple procedure, but don't mix up this thing. One of Padia that used to be in the madrasa some years ago, so after he had passed on, someone had seen him. So they asked him, Mona, see, now he's gone into the next realm, and someone is seeing him after he's gone. So as he sees him, ask him, Mona, see, we've got a very short time. This time you'll go, and I'll go also. But in this brief moment, tell me what was the most beneficial thing. On the other side, we are this side of the fence, and you are gone on the next side of the fence. So can you explain us, please, what was the most beneficial thing? Now, it's a burning question, isn't it? You're still on this side, and we're anxious to know what goes on there. So Muad gave the same answer. He says, say La ilaha illallah. Say, La ilaha illallah. So the person is asking, only saying La ilaha illallah or practicing on the requirements of La ilaha illallah? So both. Say it also in abundance and practice on the requirements. The requirements require leave out something and do something. If you made a mistake, then it showed you a procedure. You did something good, it shows you a procedure. La ilaha shows you all that. So say the La ilaha illallah in abundance and live La ilaha illallah. So all are giving the same thing, by just be straight to Allah Ta'ala. Don't make inky ponky, don't play around. Come straight, you make mistake, Allah Ta'ala do forgive us. Now why would Allah not forgive you? See, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. He likes to forgive. He wants to forgive. He wants to forgive, not only he wants to, but he likes to forgive. When he wants to forgive, and he likes to forgive, and then we don't take advantage really, then something wrong with us. See this, asking Allah's forgiveness. Marhum Chota Mota, many of us may have seen him, right? So, about 1 week before he could pass away. So he's phoning 1 week before he could pass away. Then he tells me that I saw so and so friend of mine. They just passed away, maybe a month or so before that, before Chidambaram. So I saw this friend of mine, and he must have been over 80, 85 somewhere when he passed away. But I saw him in a high position. And he was, though he was about 84, 85 Islamically, but he was like young, like 30, wearing a white garb, very handsome, too beautiful. But he's posted to that high position. So I asked, Shadavra says, I asked my friend, but now what posted you to that position? What posted you like this, you know, in such a high, elevated position? So he said, I learned one thing from my ustad. The thing I learned from my ustad is when I do a wrong, I must make tawbah. Be sincere, come open cards, say Allah Ta'ala, I have wronged, and do forgive me. I'll try my best not to do it again. Don't give a cover-up story, say I've committed wrong. Who knows, made tawbah, made istighfar, and then our souls depart then. What a beautiful way to leave the world. That in tawbah, in acknowledging our wrong, and in asking for repentance, right? Just asking for repentance, our slates are all clean, and then we're left. One easy procedure that comes to mind to get this thing right is that before we sleep, right? Make it a point before we sleep. The better thing is sit on the bed. If you can't sit on the bed, even if you lie down. You spoke to the family, gave her time, didn't hurt her heart, didn't hurt her feelings, right? Allah doesn't like that you hurt or ignore someone, especially those that are immediately attached to you. He gave her some time. And then while you're sitting on the bed, you think to yourself, how much of the favors of Allah Ta'ala am I enjoying? From head to toe, I'm enjoying favors, I'm eating well, passing out well, I got good friends, right? Good food, good family, good children. So first you thank Allah Ta'ala, but you gave me so many good things, so many things you gave me. And when I compare myself against others, someone got cancer, heart problems, sugar problems, complications, family problems, children problems, work problems, money problems, so much things, so much they have got. Allah, so much you have given me. Right? So first you thank Allah Ta'ala. Right? And say Allah Ta'ala, really I am pleased with you. You my Rabb, my cherisher, my nourisher, my provider, the one that took care of me from the time I was born till now. Even whilst I was in the womb, you took care of me. You took such beautiful care of me. You saved me. Took care of me. At every stage of my life, you brought me up. You gave me that love, that attention. And in fact, the love was to the point of spoiling me. I'm spoiled with your favors. I do admit so much you have given. So in my heart, I'm really thankful to you for the good that you have done for me. So first you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Every day we do that. Raditu billahi rabba. Right? But with not just as a routine, but with some focus, some understanding, that I'm very pleased with you. For all the favors that you have showered upon me, really, I'm really thankful to you. That's what the hadith says, At-ta'imu shakir kal-qa'im is-sa'im. You enjoy, but you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Not complaining, Allah, my business is not doing well now, I need some more. This house is not right, I need a better house. Investment is not right. Not complaining. Allah, you gave me more than what I deserve. At no time, Allah, must I be complaining to you. I don't want to complain. Make me such that my heart doesn't complain, my tongue doesn't complain, my mind doesn't complain. Rather, I'm always thankful for the favors that you have done for me. So you enumerate the favor of Allah Ta'ala, even mentally, and go on thanking Allah. Go on thanking Him. No matter what condition you are in, but just thank Allah Ta'ala. So that's the first thing. Raditu billahi rabba. Wabil islami deena. And oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm also too pleased about you blessing me with the gift of Islam. I'm in Islam. Had you not gifted me and favored me with Islam, I don't know what I would have been doing. I would have been in a club, in a temple, or busting some coconut, or drinking someone's urine, what would I could have been doing. You blessed me, Allah Ta'ala, that you saved me from all this wrong and evil and filth, and you brought me to Islam, Allah Ta'ala. So I can't thank you enough for this. So this is the second thing I'm thankful about, that you favored me with Islam. First, you, my Rabb, provided so much for me. So I got no complaints. Just that I complain of myself that I didn't thank you enough. I didn't show enough appreciation. But otherwise, I'm very happy with you. For everything that you have done this day in the past, I'm very, very thankful. See, the Anbiya alayhi salam, when they start their dua with thanks, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Allah Ta'ala, I am thankful for the favors that you have bestowed upon me as well as my parents. So, the shukr Allah Ta'ala likes it. Your position is then like a person sitting, standing on tahajjud. Just thanking Allah Ta'ala, not complaining at any time. Don't complain for the small things or the big things. But don't just complain. Just be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. I am very thankful. You offered me wealth, health, the tawfiq to perform namaz on time, carrying out my duties. Allah, it's only with your blessings I've done it. So go on thanking. Then Allah, the second is that Islam, you're best blessed with Islam. So that the only deen that is recognized by Allah Ta'ala is Islam. The deen that you recognize, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam, the only deen, and you have blessed me with Islam, so really I'm very happy with Islam. So I got no complaint about Islam. Why like this? Why five times namaz? And why must I have ghusl for janabat? And why must I make wuzu? No, I got no questions. All I need to say is that I'm too happy, but I'm complaining about myself that I couldn't show the appreciation that was required. I couldn't do it. But otherwise, you've done too much for me. Islam has done so much for me. You have done so much for me, right? We think, in retrospect, you think, if we weren't in Islam, what we have been doing? Where we would have been? You know, we would have been a disgrace and embarrassment. Really, when I think about it, it have been really embarrassment and disgrace to community. It's just Islam that has saved us and honored us. So we don't complain about anything about Islam, whether it's wuzu, whether it's namaz, whether it's ghusl, whether it's hajj, whether it is zakat. Happily we're doing it. Zakat also, I'm doing it happily. My Allah Pak gave me, and only giving 2.5% only. My Allah Pak gave me so much, gave me, and only 2.5%. Allah Ta'ala, I want to give you my choices wealth. You have given me so much, my choices wealth, I'll give for you. So give it with that heart. Namaz also, Allah Pak, you gave me the favor of namaz, let me do it nicely. So you thank Allah Ta'ala for Him nurturing you, nourishing you, bringing you up, then for the favor of Islam, then the greatest favor that we can ever imagine. Is the favor of Islam. The favor of being the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can there be any greater favor than being an ummati and a follower of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Can there be anything greater? You can't think of anything that can be greater than being the ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where you have the greatest people, that is Anbiya alayhi salam, they requested Allah Ta'ala that let us be the ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the people with the highest ma'rifat and recognition, that is the Anbiya, closest to Allah Ta'ala, they are pleading to Allah Ta'ala, let us be the ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and free of charge we have got it. We didn't apply, we didn't request. And Allah Ta'ala made us the ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Doesn't this require any type of appreciation? So we go on thanking Allah Ta'ala. In this way, we go on thanking Allah Ta'ala for these three things. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bil Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola. Now, if you're thanking Allah Ta'ala like this, right, you're not complaining for anything, any of His ordinance, any of His commands, any of His prohibitions, you're not complaining, then won't Allah Ta'ala say, you're so happy with me, then why mustn't I be happy with you? So Allah Ta'ala will say, that you're so happy with me, then why mustn't I be happy with you? Now, as you say this, and you say it with mind, and you know, with heart you say it, and as though when you die, would dying, Allah Ta'ala just rolls the carpet for you, rolls the red carpet for you all. You're a VIP, you're not an ordinary person. Just for you being thankful, appreciative, every moment of your life, and as though you just die, and straight away Allah Ta'ala opens up, He rolls out the carpet for you. You are a VIP, you are a special mehman, a special guest. I like you. But a small little procedure, we just add it to our lives. And what a big investment. That's an investment for the life. We do everything, investment for our old age, our children, our wives, and we do all that, right? Security. But what security measures have we made for the life in the qabr? We buried many people, and we saw the state that he is now, right? We lowered him to the grave, covered him, and forgot him, right? In a few years, we'll be the same. We can't see in a few days, few moments, or few years, Allah knows best. But what security and what investments have we made for our life in the qabr? So for our security, future security, financial security, body security, but for the insurance of the grave, what have you done? So this small insurance, just before you sleep, even take out, even just, not if you can't take out 20 minutes, 10 minutes, but just along these lines here. Baditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola. We are going to leave, but if we leave in this note, then we have warned here. We are not complaining, we are thankful to Allah Ta'ala. For every gift that He's given, we are thankful to Him. Right? So, two things, and then one is this, and then we end up like this. Any wrong I have committed, I ask you for maaf. Now, imagine when you get up in the morning, if you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala really profusely, then you're getting up in the morning with a lot of cheer and happiness, looking forward to the day. Because you were happy with Allah Ta'ala, you confessed your happiness. Then when you're getting up in the morning, you're getting up with a happy heart. Strong, energetic, you don't need any energizer. And you don't need a double bull. You're already a bull now. Because you're happy with Allah Ta'ala. You're really happy from your heart, from your mind. You're very happy. So you don't need any bull to come and bully you. You're already happy. You're anxious, you're happy, you're grateful to Allah Ta'ala. You're very grateful to Allah Ta'ala. So you're anxious. So if you get up, you're getting up anxious, happy, not miserable, looking forward, no depression. And if you died, then what a beautiful note to die with. You said, you declared, Lord, I'm happy with you, I'm happy with your Rasul, I'm happy with Islam, I got no complaint. My complaint is my sin, the wrongs that I've done. I couldn't show the gratitude that I owe you. That's my only complaint, otherwise I'm too happy with you. So if you died, you died in a beautiful note. And you get up also, you get up with happiness, with energy, motivation and a drive. So we'll try and practice, inshallah. How many of us volunteers, inshallah, will try this from today? I was also put on my hands, both hands.
اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Oh beloved merciful compassionate Allah Oh creator Oh nourisher Oh sustainer Oh beloved Allah Forgive us for all the sins we committed. O Allah, forgive our parents, forgive our children, forgive our families, forgive our mashayikh, forgive our asatiza, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beg you, Allah, in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak gathering in your house, O Allah, take pity on our condition. O Allah, show us your special mercy. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, for all the sins we committed knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, in the light of the day, in the darkness of the night, and in seclusion or in public. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, every sin that we have committed, O Allah, please, O Allah, you erase it. O Allah, you wipe it out. O Allah, you forgive us. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we can't thank you enough. You showed us so much of grace, so much of mercy, from head to toe, from the beginning of our lives till now, O Allah. Every moment we are enjoying your special favors, your countless ni'mat and bounties. O Allah, we thank you, O Allah, for everything. O Allah, we thank you. O Allah, we cannot fulfill the haqq of shukr. O Allah, with the sinful tongues, with the sinful hearts, with our sinful lives, O Allah, we are expressing our gratitude and shukr to you. Oh Allah, you are such a beloved, loving Allah. You are always there for us. You are always there for us. You give us everything. And we did not show you the appreciation and the shukr as your bondmen, as your servants, as your slaves. Oh Allah, we didn't show you how we are supposed to show you. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness for that. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness for everything. Oh Allah, you give us life, you give us iman, you give us the ni'mat of being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, You gave us Iman, you gave us the Quran, Wallah, you gave us tawfiq to come to your house, you gave us a tawfiq of performing salah, you gave us tawfiq of keeping roza, Wallah, all these are your special favors, Wallah, which we underestimate. Wallah, we thank you, Wallah, we thank you. Wallah, when the people of the world, they look at the things of this dunya and attach value to it, evaluate it, Wallah, give us that tawfiq and the true shukr within our hearts to look at all these favors in the way that you would want us to look. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we come before you and we see the favors that you gave us and all the rewards for carrying out these deeds, Wallah, at that day, Wallah, look at us favorably also. How you gave us tawfiq here all, Wallah, in the grave also, Wallah, Wallah, you preserve all the good. On the day of Qiyamah, Wallah, increase our good. Wallah, give us that tawfiq of having hearts that are all the time ever grateful for your favors and your ni'mat. Wallah, give us hearts that recognize you. Wallah, give us tongues that are grateful. Give us tongues that are moist in your ni'mat, in your zikr. Wallah, every second and every moment in our life, from now till the time we leave this world, Wallah, make it better than the previous moments in the previous life. Wallah, bless us with the wealth of Iman. Wallah, bless us with the wealth of the Quran, the wealth of the Sunnah, the wealth of the Sharia. Wallah, let us turn a new leaf in life. Wallah, give us the tawfiq of making that tawbah once and for all and coming onto the path of the Sunnah, the path of reformation, changing our ways, coming on the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for his Ummah. Wallah, save us from all types of sins, all types of shamelessness. Wallah, bless us with the true purity of Islam. Wallah, bless us with truthfulness. Wallah, bless us with taqwa. Wallah, bless us with shukr. Wallah, bless us with afiyat. Wallah, bless us with all the good that you have kept. Wallah, everything, Wallah, bless us. And all the evil in this world, all the fitna in this world, Wallah, you save us. Wallah, protect us from this. Wallah, how you protected the youth in the cave. Wallah, we ask you, Wallah, at the time of fitna, when this entire world is full of fitna, Wallah, the fitna of wealth, the fitna of women, the fitna of all temptations, Wallah, you protect our hearts, protect our lives, protect our wives, our children, Wallah, our families, Wallah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, the things of this dunya are attracting our hearts towards it. Wallah, you put the attraction in the Quran Sharif. Wallah, that every day our life must be a recitation of the Quran Sharif. Our life must be durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, bless us with that special nisbat with your zaat and your being. Wallah, a special attachment, Wallah, that nisbat, that relationship with yourself, Wallah. That we, every moment we just live and we die for you, Wallah. Wallah, bless us with a special nisbat with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, that we die for his sunnah. Wallah, that our entire life is only focused towards how can I please my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi who gave everything for his ummah, that the blood of Uhud, his blood also had fallen on the ground at different times in his Mubarak life. Throughout the night he cried for his ummah. The entire night he cried for us, Wallah. Wallah, give us a tawfiq of being true servants and true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, the special nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you granted your special servants. Wallah, we beg you, Wallah, please grant us a special nisbat with our Nabi. A special nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just hearing his Mubarak name causes our hearts to be filled with love and our tears to roll down from our eyes. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, in our life, Wallah, let it not be one day will pass where we will neglect his sunnah, where we will forsake him, we will leave out what he wanted. Wallah, give us the tawfiq, Wallah, that the eyes that you gave us, the ears you gave us, the hearts you gave us, all the body limbs must be utilized in fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fulfilling whatever you want from us. Wallah, the wrong that we have got ourselves involved with the cellular phone, with the internet, with the TV. Wallah, the haram that we got involved, Wallah, with the banks on interest. Wallah, the insurance companies. Wallah, all these haram, Wallah, today. Wallah, we come out in the open. We confess that all these are haram. Wallah, we committed sins. Wallah, please forgive us. Wallah, please forgive us, Wallah. Give us the tawfiq of refraining from all avenues of doubt or sin. Wallah, give us that strength of Iman, that Iman is strength. that we stay away from all these things and we come onto the path of purity and taqwa. Wallah, Wallah, we ask you, Allah, that the Muslim Ummah is facing difficulty in all parts of the globe. Wallah, the masajid are closed down. Wallah, there's new things that the kuffar are introducing. Wallah, Muslims are being entrapped. Wallah, Harameen Sharifin also is suffering. Wallah, the Kaaba Sharif, the Tawaf. Wallah, Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, there's so much of restrictions, limitations, hardships and difficulties. Wallah, it's as though this whole world has changed. Wallah, at that time, Wallah, Wallah, in this time, Wallah, we beg you, Wallah, you be with us. Wallah, you assist the Ummah. Wallah, you change the conditions, Wallah. Wallah, you change the condition. Wallah, give us tawfiq of not compromising in our deen, not compromising in the sunnah, to remain firm on our values, the values that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, the true values of Islam, the salah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to perform, the manner in which he wanted us to perform, coming to the masjid and performing the Jummah salah and all salah. Wallah, Wallah, we ask you, we beg you, Allah, Wallah, save us from these tests and trials and tribulations. That way our iman is being tested, our deen is being tested. Wallah, Wallah, please, you assist each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, bless us with aman, bless us with safety in our iman, in our deen, in our lives, in our wealth. Wallah, in the land we are in, wherever the Muslims are in around the whole world, Wallah, wherever any ummati is, Wallah, you assist him, Wallah, to remain firm on Islam. Wallah, whatever desires we have in our hearts, and any ummati has a halal wish and desire, Wallah, we beg you on his behalf and our behalf, Wallah, you, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Wallah, you fulfill his desire. Wallah, there are many, many people who are ill and sick. Wallah, such illnesses that they cannot explain and people won't understand. Wallah, you only know what they're going through, whether it's cancer, whether it's sugar, whether it is whatever sickness it may be. Wallah, we beg you, Wallah. Wallah, we beg you, Allah, you are the only Zaat who will be there for us. You are the only Zaat who knows what we're going through, what each and every ummati is going through. Wallah, you assist us in this plight. Wallah, you remove the difficulties. Wallah, you remove the difficulties. Wallah, give us firmness on iman. Wallah, give us safety upon iman. Wallah, assist those who are in financial constraint and difficulties. Wallah, you remove the difficulties. Wallah, bless us with halal rozi. Wallah, bless us with tawfiq of remaining far away from all type of doubtful wealth, haram wealth. Wallah, bless us with barakah in our earnings. Bless us with barakah in our amal. Bless us with barakah in our children. Bless us with barakah in our wealth. Wallah, bless us with barakah in our wives, our spouses. Wallah, bless us with barakah in everything. Wallah, those who are desirous of spouses, Wallah, bless them with pious spouses. Wallah, those who are desirous of children, Wallah, bless them with pious children. Wallah, those who have whatever need they have, Wallah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Wallah, you fulfill their need. Wallah, those who are passed on from our parents, our family members, our mashayikh, our satiza, for the entire ummah, any ummati or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wallah, you forgive them. Wallah, you forgive them. Make their qubur be gardens of Jannah. Wallah, make the qabr be gardens of Jannah. Wallah, whatever mistakes they made, out of your grace, Wallah, your infinite mercy, this Mubarak month is coming to an end. This last Ashra is Ashra of emancipation and forgiveness, Wallah. Wallah, you make that fesla, Wallah. Forgive them, Wallah. Forgive them, Wallah. What is difficult for you, Wallah? It's not difficult. Wallah, we beg you, Wallah. Wallah, you forgive them. Wallah, deen that reaches us, Wallah, from any avenue, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, Tabi'in, 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 and all the centuries that passed, Wallah, those who are instrumental in deen reaching us, Wallah, give them the highest stages in Jannah, the greatest reward. Wallah, give Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest maqam, the greatest reward. Wallah, on behalf of us and behalf of the Ummah, Wallah, give the Anbiya, honor the Anbiya, Wallah, for deen they strove, and in the Quran you speak about all the difficulties that they went through for our hidayat, for our benefit. Wallah, we ask you, Wallah, that you give them the highest stages in Jannah. Wallah, Harameen Sharifeen, you protect it. Wallah, Masjid Aqsa, once again, Wallah, bless the Muslims with control over it. Wallah, as we're moving closer towards Qiyamah, and the trials and tribulations are intensifying, Wallah, save us from the fitna of all times. Wallah, save us from the fitna of time. Take us away before the fitna, and if it's muqaddar for us to remain, then Wallah, you protect us. Keep us firm, Wallah, keep us firm, Wallah. Keep us firm on Islam. keep us firm on deen. Keep us firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with the eyes that all the time are in tears, thinking of you, crying for your love. Allah, crying for your love. Allah, give us the tawfiq of all goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, that we bring this in our life. Allah, give us the tawfiq of refraining from all the evil and save us from all the evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked safety for his ummah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك النبي من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما وجعلنا للمتقين إماما والله give us the tawfiq of changing our lives and if we hurt any person or we did them down or we stole or we robbed that give us the tawfiq before leaving the soil والله to put all our accounts in order all our affairs in order all our books in order that when the time comes for us to leave, Wallah, we're ready to meet you. Wallah, you are happy to meet us, we're happy to meet you. Make the best moments in our lives, the last moment. At that moment, make that be the true Eid for us. That moment where everybody else should be crying upon our separation, and that day should be the happiest day that we are waiting, we are looking forward, Wallah, to meet you. Wallah, open the gates of your mercy in the grave. On the day of Qiyamah, Wallah, join us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And enter us in Jannah bighayri hisab, without any hisab. Allah, give us the highest stages in Jannah, the Jannatul Firdaus. We're not worthy of that, O Allah, but only out of your infinite grace. And give us tawfiq of being with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from the torment of the qabr, the torment of the day of Qiyamah, the azab of Jahannam. O Allah, save us from all difficulty, O Allah. And bless us with a happy life in this world and in the next. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين